We haven't even rules down. Nothing. Okay.
How many weeks till the show, Mr. Director?
Not enough.
Thank you. Very comforting.
We got, what, 3 weeks, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for general knowledge, of a board meeting Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock over at the Student Center in room 201. So any of you that have an interest in attending that, well, I feel free to. And for those of us that don't want to bring something to the meeting, we're going to meet over at the Mexican restaurant. There you go. All right. 4:45 or 5 o'clock.
Larry's restaurant.
That's right, Larry's restaurant, yes. The home of the double margaritas. Never have one. Okay, anything else here, Craig?
Well, tickets. Those of you that are on the Vendini patron list saw an email today that came out that went to 877 people. There were 30 bounces or whatever, but right away. But that's what happens when emails aren't correct. But anyway, so the first notice went out to the public, had our new name announced and so forth. So tickets are available. Go online, talk to your friends, family, people you patronize, your barber, and so on and so forth, and get those tickets sold. Come and see me if you have any questions. 25 for adults, 15 for students through college age, and nothing for 5 and under. And there is a $5 discount for groups of 10 or more. And just see me. I've got a code people can enter in. And I corrected the problem.
Okay.
I had a problem then.
Yeah.
Gary let me know. So anyway, so it works and it's good.
All right, very good.
This is the 18th, the 25th. I mean, the next Monday is the last day to get your ads in.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got 19 members sold ads. And it looks like we're going to be about $9,500 so far. I don't know if we're going to make last year. I have had quite a few people tell me that they didn't, whoever, for someone actually didn't make, have a bad year, so they said no to it. So
okay.
Looks like the inside front cover is available for $450 if anyone would like to put their wife.
And that's going to be in color, right?
Thirty-one guys
signed up, and that's pretty good. So I'm really happy about it. Anybody else that wants to say it, I'll take your $10.
All right.
And next week's the last day for the ads.
Okay. Gene.
Well, we've got George back for the third week.
Well, we wanted to see Lynn's back,
right.
But I guess we have to share
the front seat. We have some bad news. I just wanted Gary to, I guess, give a little more detail here about what happened.
I'm sorry for those of you who did not recognize the immediate connection there. But Clarence Rail has been a member of this chapter since 75. And he and his wife, Carol, have a home out in California, maybe an hour west of Reno, in the northern hills of California. They were the unfortunate tragedy of a house fire. She died in the fire. Clarence was able to try, first of all, to put the fire out of a fire extinguisher, got into an assault with the person that started the fire, and tumbled into the garage where he was able to call 911 and get the first responders out there very quickly to fight the fire and to get him out of there. He suffered a broken arm. He's been complaining about soreness in his shoulders, but he's in the hospital in Reno. And recovering there. This was an arson murder.
Yeah.
And they did, the California Highway Patrol and the county sheriff's office, sheriff officers, did locate the guy that started it, and he's incarcerated right now under arrest. I'm trying to give you just the basic facts There's a lot of other things, of course, going on about this. Some of it's supposition, some of it's assumption. You know, I'm trying not to start any extended stories as such. The information that I'm giving you came from a sheriff's report and a county newspaper report that came out the next day. Anyway, more will be coming forth, I'm sure, as his family, a large extended family, went out there to be with him. And we got a caravan of people going out there. Anyway, to find closure to the whole situation and resolve it as best I can. Any questions that I haven't specifically dealt with?
He did visit us recently, didn't he?
Well, he has when he's in town. He likes to come down. He hasn't sung actively for a number of years because of health and age and things like that. He's 90 years old. Yeah.
There's a card on the piano.
Yes, John, thank you. We have a card on the piano. I'd like everybody, please, sign it for you. And then sign Bob's thing so you've got your $10 on there, too.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the cause? Yes, sir.
Just thought I'd mention our brothers out in Fremont, Nebraska, the Fremont Pathfinders. Fremont now is an island. Can't get in or out of the city. They have had to postpone their annual show, which is supposed to be next week. And so they put it off till summer.
They'll be dry by then.
Hopefully the water will be down by then. Yeah. But so just be thinking about our barbershop brothers out there.
Yeah. It's devastating out there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, they're flying supplies in my helicopter.
I don't think I saw anything more go out, but we were going to let Brent know if you wanted to sing an Irish.
Right.
We got a response from five people.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to try again. I worked with that survey monkey last night, and the sucker didn't work, so I'll try it again. And if not, yeah, well, that is the point. Like I said, for some reason, it did not, so I have a plan. So we'll try it again. But we do need to know pretty quickly, I think.
But the we sing at 9 on Saturday mornings,
right.
and the hotel is $99 at Marriott, which is headquarters of the contest over at City High. Across
right.
town. So
right.
If you're going to do it, we need to know, I think.
Right. Well, I think what's registration deadline is
29th,
yes. So
are you resending the survey?
I've got it. Well, that was my point. This is, yeah. I got it. This is what's strange. So,
invitation thing.
Well, the thing is that apparently what's happening, you can't use that member Harmony. It doesn't work. And what I mean, I have myself listed there and just on purpose so I could test it, and then I put in then the, you know, the Harmony. What is it?
Member at harmonydelegation.com looks fine.
It should have worked, and that's what I said, but it died.
That'd be easy.
Well, you did. So you did get it. All right, you did get it.
We just need to get it.
So were you able to take this survey as well? Did it work?
Our survey?
No, yeah.
There was no survey.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Well,
okay.
All you need is enough round, right? Yes or no?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Last Monday, we had about 16 hands.
Right?
Yeah.
But you mean the survey question, do you want to go? Is that what you're asking?
That's all about it, too. Yes
yeah,
or no?
I got that.
So did you only put down harmonydelegation.com as who you were sending that survey to?
Well, yeah. In other words, use the group.
It is your issue because it's going to only hold it to one IP per email address. You need to have individual email.
That's what I thought, and that's what I ran into.
So it's only going to let you do one response.
What did you know? You're trying to do a Survey Monkey?
Yes.
Right. And you can't do that to a blanket address. Like
yeah,
Harmony.
We just suddenly discovered that. Okay.
Set it up as an event like any other.
Well, then, the heck with it. I'll just send an email to the world and then answer. That's it. Yes or no?
Just like we do any other performance.
Right.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Let's screw around doing that.
Yes,
sir. Lord. Okay. Aside from that, anything else? If not, Mr. Director, when do you want
to?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's sounding great, you guys. But anyway, I want to explain my position. Some of you know and some of you don't. But I leave town and you change your name. I couldn't believe it. I got this email. I said, who the heck is Harmony Delegation? I know. Anyway, I love to hear and listen to you guys. I'm not in a position to compete anymore. So if I come and listen, don't steal my word.
You're welcome.
And I feel kind of, I don't want to contribute to the problems but if you guys want to, anyway, you guys want to sit down and do a little quartet and a little jamming and a little polecatting, I'd just love to do that. But as far as competing, it's been great. It's been 13 years and I've enjoyed every minute of it. But you guys are intense. You guys are intense. And I guess I'm not able to do that anymore.
Some of us are in trailers.
Like Boy Scouts.
They're all big tents.
How long do you want us back?
10 minutes, everybody. Before we get started, Larry's got a little something he's got to throw out there.
I forgot to mention this earlier. On March 31st at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's a Sunday, Harmony Central Chorus is having what they're calling a spring showcase. That following weekend, they're going to be in competition in Cedar Rapids. But at Franklin Junior High at 4 o'clock, they're putting on a show with their quartets and other guests. And it's a free show. They're going to have a free little offering. But it's at Franklin Junior High in the small auditorium. And this will be the first time they're doing their show there. They're also now rehearsing there. They're up in the old choir room, and they're really liking it over there, and the guy likes them. So, but that's Sunday, March 31st at 4 p.m.
It used to be First Federated Church. It used to be Des Moines Christian a long time ago. It's been a few different things.
It's been a lot of
things,
yeah.
It has.
Well, when it was Federated, it was also Des Moines Christian.
Right. So. Yep.
But anyway, that's happening on March 31st. And it's 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Free.
Will offer. Perfect. Second star from the right.
Free. Will offer.